100 years old. But the prophets told that there would be a place of safety for the children of Israel in the time of the end, when Israel would flee from the face of the spoiler, that God had a place prepared in the wilderness for a time and a times and a half times to protect Israel from the destroyer, to protect them from that one that would try to destroy them, because God had a place prepared. Amen. That place was not a place that came upon the radar just a few years ago, but it's over 3,500 years old that God had already prepared a place for Israel, amen, that they could flee. The Bible tells us, amen, that when Israel flees, that to flee under the mountains, when they see the abomination set up in the temple, that they're going to have a place of refuge, that God has prepared Israel a place of safety, a rock of defense. And that when Jesus Christ returns with the armies of heaven, the Bible tells us in Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, the first verse, that he comes with robes dipped in blood, and riding upon a white horse with the armies of heaven. And he rises over the top of the mountain, and the citizens of the rock begin to sing out in praise, because they know that their deliverer has come, amen, to save them from their enemies. Amen. That they have a rock. That Israel, amen, has a place prepared. But I want you to know today, as children of God, God has not forgotten those that are called by his name. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, but where I am, there you may be also. Amen. When we see trouble on every hand, when we see destruction, when we see armies gathered together against the people of God, I want you to know that we are not looking for a place in the desert. Amen. The church is not looking for a refuge in the mountains. We're not looking, amen, for a great fortress, amen, to protect us, because our rock of defense, our refuge from despair, our shelter from the storm is Jesus. Amen. And we can run into the rock and we can find safety. Hallelujah. Amen. The church has a place prepared. Amen. But it's not on this earth. Amen. We have a place that we can run to. Amen. But that place, amen, is not of this world. Amen. The Bible tells us that we're going to a place that's prepared. That we're going to a place up yonder. We're going up there. Amen. We're not appointed to wrath, but we're appointed to salvation. One day the trumpet is going to sound. Amen. And the righteous, amen, whether they're dead or whether alive, they're going to hear the trumpet sound, and we're going to another place in the shelter of the rock. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our shelter is Jesus Christ. And several years ago, a friend of mine and I decided to take a little adventure on the Brazos River. We took our craft, put it in the waters of that river, and we began our journey. And as we journeyed down that river, we saw towering cliffs of limestone, beautiful country, some of the prettiest hill country in the state of Texas, and what is known as the Palapena Mountains. And we were just enjoying ourselves, and there arose a storm cloud. We saw the clouds as they began to darken overhead, and we realized that we were going to be caught in the storm. There was no place that we could beach ourselves and find a place of refuge. We were in the wilderness. But all suddenly we looked up and we saw that towering rock that came right down to the edge of the river. and we began to make our way toward that rock. If somehow we could reach the safety of that rock, we knew that even though the storms would come and that the rain would begin to pound upon us, amen, that we would find safety. Amen. And so that we climbed up that steep bank of the river and to the shelter of that rock and the great overhang above us. And suddenly it began to rain. And it began to thunder. And it began to lightning. And there was a great storm all around us. Amen. But we weren't afraid. There was no fear of danger because we were in the shelter of a rock. Amen. I don't know where you stand today, but I want you to know that there is a storm in this world, that there is thunder and there is lightning, that there is raging all around us. Amen. Brother Grissom said everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but there is no fear. Amen. Because we're in the shelter of a rock. Amen. Amen. Let the storm and the winds blow. Amen. Because we found safety and we found comfort. Amen. In the shelter of a rock. Amen. Hallelujah. In the shelter of a rock. Amen. Moses sought after the Lord. He desired to see the face of God. God said, "You cannot see my face." But he said, "I'm going to pass by. And you're going to see, amen, a glimpse of my glory." The Bible says that Moses, amen, climbed up into the cleft of the rock. And there, amen, in the cleft of that rock, amen, the Bible says the glory of God, amen, came down upon that mountain. Amen. And there was a great cloud upon that mountain, and Moses glimpsed the hinder parts of God. He got a glimpse of the glory of God. Amen. In Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4, amen, the psalmist writes, "Lead me to that rock that is higher than I." One day I'm going to get a glimpse, amen, of my Jesus. One day, amen, I'm not just going to see the hinder part, but one day I'm going to look on the very face of God. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because I've got a rock. Amen. I've got a rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to go to Revelation chapter 12 very briefly. You would turn in your Bibles to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. We're going to read two verses there. Revelation 12 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "And the woman fled into the wilderness." Now this woman, amen, represents the nation of Israel. "And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And then in verse 14, "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she was nourished for a time and a times and a half time from the face of the serpent." Now if God in His mercy, and if God in His grace, amen, had prepared a place, amen, for those that are the natural seed of Abraham. And the Bible tells us, amen, that there is a place prepared in the wilderness where she is going to be nourished. And most Bible scholars believe that that place is Petra. That it is the rock city where she will find a place of refuge. For the Bible says in Daniel the 11th chapter, amen, that when Antichrist comes through and he treads through the glorious land, that these shall escape. Amen. Moab and Ammon and the children of Edom are going to escape, amen, from the Antichrist. And that is the land of Jordan. Amen. That is the place that is prepared prepared of God in the wilderness, where Israel shall flee from that destruction that is to come upon the face of the world. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that, is prepared of God that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place. Now, I don't know how she's going to get there. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that she is going to fly, amen, into the wilderness. Amen. It could very well be that there's going to be an airlift, such as happened, amen, in 1991, when the 85,000 Falashi Jews were flown to safety in the midst of a war, amen, that was raging in their country, and they were delivered from the death and destruction that was determined against them. If God did it once, God can do it again. He said, I've got a place prepared for you, but I'm not looking for a 747 to take me to my rock. I'm not looking for a jet airplane to deliver me from the judgment that is coming against this world, but I'm going to take my flight. Hallelujah. One day he's going to deliver the people of God, and we're going to take our flight, but we're not going to the desert. We're going to New Jerusalem. We're going to a place prepared by God, amen, for them that love him. Hallelujah. Can you clap your hands and praise the Lord today? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God's already got the place prepared. Amen. I got so excited the other day when we were at my brother's house as they were showing us some things that they had discovered. The 10 lost tribes of Israel. How many have heard of those tribes? The Bible tells us that just before, amen, the final days of this generation, that God is going to seal 12,000 of the 12 tribes of Israel. And they're going to receive a mark on their foreheads. That's going to protect them from judgment, because God has a place prepared for them in the wilderness. Amen. That recently it has been discovered, amen, that the 10 tribes of Israel are not lost, but they have identified them. They have discovered them in the very places that they were taken as captives and exiles over 3,000 years ago. And God has kept his hand upon them. He's preserved them that he might bring salvation, amen, for his name's sake. Amen. That recently many of those tribes have begun the migration back to the promised land. They're returning back to the place of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You know why? Because God is about to wrap up this thing. Amen. God is about to bring to fulfillment the things that were spoken of in his word. For blindness in part has happened unto Israel until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Israel's going back. Israel is going back. Amen. Because God has his hand upon the people, amen, that were the called and the chosen, amen, to live a life, an example before men. Boy, if that's happening, I believe, amen, if those lost tribes of Israel, amen, that's the natural seed. Amen, they're coming back. Amen, they're going back to the place, amen, where they belong. Could it be, amen, that the spiritual seed of Israel, they're coming back? Amen, God's got a lot of lost children in this city. God's got a lot of lost children in this world, amen, that have once known God and have turned away. But there's something that tells me that the backslider, amen, is coming back. That the children, amen, were called to the name, they're coming back, because there's a rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Amen. And they're coming back. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. They're coming back. Oh, praise God. I believe that we're going to see a great revival in our land. Amen. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Amen. Israel was chosen first. And then he chose us. Israel was set aside for a time. Blindness in part has happened to Israel under the times of the Gentiles, amen, to come in. I want you to know our time, amen, is just about run out. The clock is ticking. Amen. The time, amen, of our departure is at hand. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to miss my flight. A few years ago, amen, we were scrambling to get to an airport. Amen, because you had to be there at a certain time. And if you didn't check in a certain time, and you got left behind. Actually, it wasn't me got left behind, it was my wife. She didn't get there. She didn't get there on time. Amen. She missed her flight. And she started crying. And little Ben said, "Mops, what are you crying for? Don't you want to be with the ones that you love?" But she was planning on a journey. She was anticipating, amen, going home. Amen, I don't know about you, but this world is not my home. Hallelujah, I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. Amen, I'm just passing through. Hallelujah, but one day, amen, I'm going to take my flight. Amen, the Jews are already getting in line. Amen, because they know that their deliverance is nigh. It's time that we as a church, we begin to shake ourselves. We begin to stir up our pure minds and realize that our departure is at hand, that Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There's a storm cloud brewing. Amen. There are storm clouds all around us that tell us, amen, that the time of our departure is at hand. Amen. Amen. As we looked up and we saw that storm cloud, we knew that we just had a certain amount of time to make it to the shelter of that rock. Amen. I enjoy rowing. Musicians can come on up. I enjoy rowing on a river. In fact, my wife and I got engaged that way. We took a little canoe ride down a bayou. And I proposed to her. Amen. Taking that little ride. But when we were moving toward that rock, it was not a pleasure trip. We weren't just rowing nonchalantly, taking our time. Amen. Because we knew that we were in a race with time. That if we did not make the shelter of the rock, amen, that we would be overtaken by the storm and our little craft would be in grave danger. That we would be soaking wet. That we would be exposed to the elements. We exposed to the wind and the lightning of the storm. We knew that we were in a race with time. There are storm clouds that are gathering. Institutions that are failing. Governments that are crumbling. Men's hearts failing them for fear. There will come a time when men will throw their gold and their silver in the street because they'll realize that there's no deliverance from gold and silver. Your security, amen, cannot be in the things of this world. But oh, there's a rock. David said, "He's my rock and he's my fortress. He's my salvation. He's my deliverance. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I." Amen. We need to move to higher ground because the waters of this world are rising around us. We need to find our place with God. Lead me to that rock. Oh God, lead me to that shelter. If you don't know the Lord today, amen, I want you, amen, to let Jesus Christ speak to your heart. If you don't know the Lord today, I want to invite you to experience Him. to let him come into your life, to let his peace and his joy, amen, come upon you, because there's peace in the shelter of the rock. There's peace in the shelter of his arms today. He is an ever-present help in time of trouble. He's a rock of safety. Hallelujah. Would you stand today as we go to the Lord in prayer? Let's pray. Let's ask God today, amen, that we might be drawn into his presence. We might draw near unto him with all our heart. Would you do that right now? Oh God, we call upon your name. We ask you, oh God, Lord, let us draw near to you. Lord, let us seek after your face. Oh, that we might behold your glory. Lord, that we might look upon your face. Lord, that we might enter into the joys that you have prepared for us. God, let us find comfort today. Let us find safety today in your presence. We pray it, Lord, in your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, there is peace in the time.
Those that would come and pray, these altars are open to you today. You can come and find God. You can find Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. He will comfort you. Amen. He will embrace you. He's prepared for you a place where there's joy, where there's peace, and there's righteousness.
Be raging,
oh hallelujah,
in the shelter of his arm. There is peace in the time of trouble.
Won't you come to the Lord today? Won't you come to the shelter of the rock? Won't you come and find the joy of the Lord today?
There is peace though the world be raging in the
worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God glory today. God bless you.
Oh, there is peace.